thanks for joining us after that, Tom. 3-0 down after 30 minutes is very difficult to get back into that. But the second half, for a moment, it looked like we were going to repeat what we did the last time we came here.
Yeah, we've started slow today. I thought we looked nervy for no reason. We've worked hard this week in training. We've worked on getting the ball and keeping the ball, and I think we've gone long too much, and that's just not our game. We don't have the players for that. We're not going to go and bully teams. We've got players that can get the ball down and play football, and we haven't done that to start with. We look nervous. And then, yeah, we asked for a reaction in the second half. We were going to make changes after a couple of minutes if we didn't get the reaction, and I thought we did. Great goal from Gilly. He'll get you goals. That's what Gilly's all about, but a great ball in from Linney as well. And, yeah, there's feelings of the 3-0 game last time.
It all hinged essentially for me on two decisions. The penalty, which from where we were sat was a penalty, if being honest. I don't know what Hughes has said since.
A lot of the lads said the same. Said it was. From where I was, it didn't look like it. It looked like the lads played for it, but we'll have to watch that back as we will the game. I say that knocked the stuffing out of us. It probably didn't. We got back up there and scored another goal, which
second decision.
Yeah, it looks a bit dubious to me. I'm not sure. Again, we'll have to watch that back. But again, great ball in. I think the lads down the left-hand side were fantastic in the second half. Tommy Walker's really shown what a player he is in these two games. So yeah, disappointing. We'll get training Monday before the Salford game, and we'll work on things that we need to put right.
Now, team selection going into this, it felt like the team you picked was basically the team you had to pick more than anything. I mean, was there a few injuries going into this? I mean, we're worried about Irwin and Baird and the like.
Yeah, Stevie's still carrying a knock. He should be back for the Telford game, I would have thought. Conor McCarthy's come back in from an injury. Obviously, Zach's still suspended. There's a couple of little niggles in there. I thought we'd done well last week. The only change we made was Kieran, because I didn't think it would have been a game for him to start with. We expected a physical game, and we got a physical game. When Kieran came on, I thought it was fantastic. He just glides with the ball. So there's a big future for him. Yeah, like I say, we'll just go work on things and watch it back and go again.
So that takes on to Tuesday's match in the Manchester Premier Cup. We've already spoken in the past about Glynn and Jones. Jones came on today and built his way into the game. By the end, by full time, I thought he looked like he should be starting week in, week out. He was superb. But there are young players who could do with the match fitness, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I don't look at any of them lads as a risk. Like you say, Jones has come on and he's done well. He looks like a player who's been playing in there all his life. Like I say, Kieran did well. Joel did well when he came on at right back. He gives you something different going forward. So there's a lot of quality in the young lads. So, yeah, we'll be looking at giving a few of the lads a game, a few of the lads that need it. Like some Conor McCarthy who needs to get 90 minutes under his belt. But I don't see that as weakening the team. I just see it as giving the lads that haven't been playing a chance.
And what's the mood in the camp now? You've had a good week and a bit or so in the role now. I mean, how are you doing?
I'm enjoying it. The lads that are putting the sessions on, Jack and Tom, have been absolutely unbelievable. The sessions they put on really get the best out of the lads. So we go again Monday. We'll work on a bit of shape and things. We might try mixing it up a little bit. But yeah, we'll put a strong squad out for the Salford game.
Well, Tom, thanks for joining us.
No problems.